Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
He's finishing up here in about 2 minutes, and then we're going to let Governor Ventura go. Again, one of his last interviews of the year before he leaves. Honored to have him. You were finishing up with the fact that you won't fly, so you got to drive that gauntlet of all the violence on the border with the drugs. And you were making a point about legalize it, and that's the end of the drug cartels. It's the end of the big banks that have been caught laundering the money as well. You were making a point about Al Capone.
Well, the point is, if you go back and look at history, Alex, of Al Capone and how the whole prohibition of alcohol happened, this is identical to it. It's the same thing. And, you know, prohibiting something doesn't mean it's going to go away. What it means when government prohibits something, it means it will then be run by criminals and the criminal element. And the less you can have to be run by the criminal element, the better it is for everybody involved. And you wouldn't have these innocent people being slaughtered at the borders, and you wouldn't have people afraid to go to Mexico simply because of legalization. And it's time to get our heads out of the sand. I feel bad at what happened in California, that they didn't pass it, but that fight will continue to go on too, because hopefully at some point intelligence will prevail.
Here's the headline.
Good luck, and we'll see you in the spring. Bye-bye.
All right, Governor, take care. God bless. There goes Governor Jesse Ventura. And here's the headline at Infowars.com. Governor Ventura probes Pentagon attack, unreleased 911 video, and missing trillions. Conspiracy Theories 911 Pentagon episode airs tonight, Friday, December 17th at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on True TV. And I'm going to be really surprised, because I know about some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, that this is going to make it on air. And they've tried their best to give you super hardcore, groundbreaking show, and they've done it. I mean, I will tell you that, you know, there's behind-the-scenes stuff, like where the super higher-ups, well, I'm not even going to get into it. I mean, they put it in a format where it's for the general public, it's exciting, it's dynamic. I don't even think you need to even hype this stuff up. It's so incredible. It's getting top ratings for True TV. I forgot to ask Ventura if he's even thinking about doing a season next year. I mean, I pretty much know what he's already told me. He's given me some other really big news I'm not allowed to talk about, dealing with some other issues. But as soon as that comes out, you're going to definitely hear about it. I'm just going to leave it. In fact, I'm going to say nothing more. It's hard being on the inside of so much of this now, because I'm in people's confidence and I can't talk about it. Believe me, you want to tune into tonight, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And Ventura is such a great guy. One thing I wanted to bring up to him, but on a side note that I'll do next time he's on, I guess in 6-7 months when he gets back from Mexico. He kind of orbits through for half the year, and we always enjoy getting to hang out and have him on the show and talk on the phone and stuff. He's just a great guy, kind of like a John Wayne type character. In person, knowing Ventura, you can tell why he was a movie star and a top wrestler and a governor. I mean, you know, he's got that charisma. I've gotten to know a lot of other Hollywood people and folks with powerful charisma, and when you're with them in person, you really figure out why they're, quote, a star, as they say, because they've just got that electric, you know, dynamic dynamism about them. I did want to put him on the hot seat a little, which I know he doesn't mind, and because I know how Ventura's brain works now, and he's learning more all the time. He has a lot more knowledge than I do in many areas. I have more knowledge than he does in other areas. But him saying, and it was in a book signing a few months ago, so it was kind of tongue-in-cheek, but I wanted to get his full view on it, about, hey, I might run if Bloomberg financed me, you know, for president. And, you know, he said he might endorse Bloomberg, because he's not part of the two parties. You know, that's his idea, break the two parties. With Bloomberg, he's a Democrat on steroids, totally against guns, an insider. So I wanted to tell Ventura that. Maybe I'll call him today and tell him off air, because I just haven't gotten around to bringing that up to him. But that's my only point. But I know he'll hear about it anyway, so it doesn't matter. Because I know that a lot of great folks like Braverman and Tyrell are listening right now. I want to give a shout-out to those guys as well. And just say congratulations on putting groundbreaking stuff on television. Bob Chapman's coming up. Stay with us.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Chapman with us for the balance of the hour, and I want to go over a host of issues with Bob Chapman. But at the bottom of the hour, I want to get into a subject because I want to collect my thoughts on this. I need to write some notes on it. I've got all the ideas, the information, the facts that I've researched, and it only further confirms that Hitchens' article, Christopher Hitchens' latest Nixon tape, buries Kissinger's reputation. Where they're talking about the Soviets persecuting and killing Jews in the 70s in Russia, Kissinger says it's not a problem, no big deal. And how it goes into the mindset of Zbigniew Brzezinski, you know, writing about how our government funded Pol Pot. You know, we didn't have to kill these people. Pol Pot did it for us. I mean, they brag. Remember, Kissinger has openly written that soldiers are dumb animals. You know, police are dumb animals. I mean, they sit there, they think you're morons, destroying your own freedom and your own future. And I want to get into this and talk about the global hierarchy that we're dealing with here. So that's coming up. Because I see this over and over again, and I'm going to leave it at this and get into it at the bottom of the hour with Bob. I want to cover the economy, WikiLeaks, some other issues first with Bob Chapman, and then I want to have Bob on for this because he's talked about a lot of this and is one of the people out there that, from his deep research, shares my view and understanding of this. And I haven't even really gotten to the point I'm going to be making. It's just that you go back to World War II, and there's been books written about this by Jewish professors and others, that the Zionists in Israel, who were already starting to move into the area, they would make Jews pay $1 million to get out of Germany. And they did deals so Jews couldn't get into the United States or England, and they could only go. And there's quotes like, a cow in Palestine is worth more than all the Jews in Europe if those Jews don't come to Israel. I mean, it's like this with every group. It's a criminal organization on top claiming it's doing all this for the people under it, just like our government does or the Chinese government does. But really, it's an excuse to feed on them. It's like the Israelis irradiating 110,000 Jewish children. I mean, this is real, folks, like our government shooting up kids in Guatemala with syphilis that just came out this year. I mean, this stuff's so horrible. And then you got to ask yourself, well, who really runs Israel? See, because I look at Prince Philip and Ted Turner, and I look at the Dutch royalty. They're all into Nazism. Ted Turner calls it liberal, but it's population reduction. But that goes back to real Nazis like Prince Philip, Prince Bernhard. And then people say, oh, you're saying the Nazis run things. What I'm saying is it's eugenics. The Rockefellers did fund Hitler. That's mainline news, and the eugenics. They did fund the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. They're always behind it. Margaret Sanger said we got to hire blacks to be our fronts so we can kill these animals and weeds and abort them. They kill 51% of blacks in this country before they're born. See, and they pose as liberals and then call us racist when we criticize big government. So I just report on what I know. I don't even call it Nazism so much. Hitler was an aberration, according to the globalists, of their overall eugenics plan. He was a bad son. For those that know what a bad son is, you have a crepe myrtle tree, an oak tree, the acorns or whatever will grow up little trees every year. You got to cut them. He was a bad son. Bob, I want to get into this more later in the hour because I want to read through these articles with you. But I start talking about something, I go ahead and get into it. This is just such an important issue that's really been hidden. And you got the Nazi camp out there, the Catholic bashing camp, you know, all these different camps that obsess over it's this group, it's that group. But from my study, it's a scientific eugenics elite. And it doesn't matter if they're Chinese, German, Jewish, Japanese, Mexican. By the way, Mexico adopted sterilization in the 30s. It's a group of people who think they're God. Your brief comment on that before we get into the other news.
All I'm going to say, because you covered it so well, is that my own personal experience, when I was connected to people who had been in the hierarchy in Germany during the war, and I got to know some of them very, very well. And they, of course, were hooked up with Canaris, who ran foreign intelligence. And in the 1930s, Adolf Hitler was shipping SS people to Palestine to infiltrate. And I think they're there today in the form of their children and grandchildren. And so there was a deliberate attempt by the German government during the 1930s and probably in the 40s too. And I get this straight from two generals.
Bob?
Yes.
Please continue.
The two generals were Leon Degrelle and General Reymer. Reymer was the man who surrendered Berlin to the Russians. And I knew them quite well. And they both told me the same thing at separate times. And we you know, were talking about world politics and that sort of thing. But I'm not a fundy on this, but that would just happen to be one of my personal experiences, an outgrowth of being involved in counterintelligence.
Well, we know it's now come out in history books that there was a deal where they would only let Jews get out to Israel. And this is so diabolical that no one would ever suspect that. It's pure genius is what it is, pure evil genius. Tell us what the generals told you. I mean, the reason I interrupted, I heard a crackle on your line and thought it had disconnected. It sounded like a disconnection in my ear. I guess they may be thinking about disconnecting you right now. Bob, I don't think you've ever talked about this before.
No, I haven't. And both gentlemen are dead now. And I suppose I can talk about it, but they just simply told me that. And how it came up, as I remember now, is that they were citing the fact, and they were both still Nazis. I mean, they believed in the fascist government of Germany, and they did until they died. And they were telling me about the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, who had sent several divisions of men to fight on the Eastern Front, and they were accompanied by their mullahs and all their own food and all of the things that that separate Muslim group would need, and how they had fought quite valiantly against the Russians. And that's how it came up. That's how it came up the first time. The second time was another conversation. But I saw these people fairly frequently over a 10, 15-year period. So there were a lot of other things I picked up as well, but not to do with this subject.
Well, that's because they were using the Nazis here in the U.S., but also in Europe, to fight the Russians during the Cold War, and that's when you were there. Because I keep watching the so-called Israeli leadership, always claiming how much they love Jews, love Israel, but then in every case, we actually see the opposite going on behind the scenes. There's something very sophisticated going on in all of this. And then you got the Rockefellers claiming they love all these Jewish causes, but they were Nazis at the time. They're Nazis today. They funded the whole deal. I mean, I guess it's that the globalists are masters of funding all the sides, or is it more sophisticated?
No, they fund both sides. Usually there's two sides. Sometimes there's three or four, but usually two. And that goes back deeply into history. This is nothing new. And you know, the people who are the power behind governments or whatever, they have always, especially when they get in financial trouble, said, well, we're going to have another war. And so they tell the person who's running Rome at the time, look, you know, this whole economy is going to fall apart. You better go over and kick the crap out of those Gauls over there or whatever. We're going to have a war going.
Well, Bob, since we got into this now, let's cover it now. We'll hit the economy and WikiLeaks and other developments at the end of the hour. I don't know if you saw this Christopher Hitchens report. Christopher Hitchens, latest Nixon tape, buries Kissinger reputation. These tapes are public. We can't play them. There's so much Nixon cussing. I'm not even going to attempt to beep it out. But we know in the end Kissinger set up Nixon. But I would think this was just Kissinger going along with Nixon and playing like he was an anti-Semite. If I hadn't gotten the intel from you and Anthony Sutton and countless others that he was a Russian agent, that's now coming out mainstream news, that he was a Rothschild agent. His code name was what? Bohr, or the Bohr. And that the other statements and other things Kissinger did, now he's behind the eugenics. And it turned out he was behind earlier helping ship the radiation systems machines over to Israel. I mean, this guy, who is this guy from your deep research? I mean, what is going on with him saying that, hey, let the Russians kill Jews, we don't care. And now Jewish groups are attacking Hitchens for criticizing him.
Well, that's understandable, because I don't think that they understand the full import of what this man is. He's a man for all seasons. He is whatever you want him to be. If he's with a group of Catholics, oh, he loves Catholics. If he's with a group of black people, he loves them as well. And he's with Jewish people, he loves them as well. But he's diabolically evil, and he's also a pervert.
And that's from your intelligence sources?
Absolutely. In fact, I was in Rome one time, and it just happened. I was going over to Observatore Romano, which is a newspaper there, and I was going over with a couple of other people, some of who I had picked up with intelligence, and there was a newspaper on the stand, and it said in Italian, "Hide your children, Henry Kissinger is coming to town." I'll never forget it. I was thunderstruck.
All right, let's come back, and I'm going to give folks my view on this whole situation, and I'm going to get Bob Chapman's take. Then we're getting into the economy and a host of other issues. But, I mean, where's the ADL with Israel irradiating 110,000 of their own children? Poor Sephardic, darker-skinned Jews. I mean, what's going on here, folks? This is Nazism. This is eugenics. Be right back.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Had a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally-C. Why Ally-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally-C. For more information and to order Ally-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally-C today.
To Bob Chapman, then we're going to get into the economy and a lot more coming up. There's thousands of data points here, so it's hard to give people a full image of this until they've studied it. But over and over again, Hal Turner turns out to be a Fed, the big white supremacist who attacked yours truly on an almost daily basis. It comes out in news, oh, these Klan groups or Nazi groups that march through black neighborhoods. Turns out they're all Feds. They're all cops. There's no one in the group. I mean, that's come out in the Orlando News, other newspapers in Ohio. This stuff comes out, and then it's used to create racial division, and then you've got the Southern Poverty Law Center with their people inside Elohim City running it, connected to McVeigh. I mean, it just goes on and on. But studying history, if you go back, people following the Bible in the Dark Ages, would not allow Christians to lend money. It was called usury. But the royals in Spain, France, and other areas, they learned how to let an unpopular minority do it, claiming it was okay under their religion. And this is in mainline history books. They would then have pogroms every 50, 100 years, you know, it varied, and rob them of the wealth. And so they kind of just chose some of the Jewish moneylenders who would kind of run pawn shops. That's how it started. That's where the Rothschilds came from in Germany. And then they would set that up. Now, since then, the Rothschilds have married in with the royalty and, you know, were definitely up there at the top of the pyramid. But then you see them funding eugenics. You see them funding, and it's more than just funding both sides. I mean, why would Israel take 110,000 Sephardic Jewish children and kill many of them with radiation and maim others? And then you add all these other, and then you've got Kissinger. There's been other famous quotes, you know, in the Israeli news where the light-skinned Israelis, you know, make fun of the dark-skinned Israelis. I mean, they have a really racist name. It's the same name they use for black people here in this country, you know, the racist use. And we see Kissinger saying, ah, so what if they kill all the Jews in these are on tape, you know, in Russia. It's just all part of this cold-bloodedness. And so that's why it's used as a political weapon, anti-Semitism, against those who aren't anti-Semitic. And then Jews who are on the grassroots aren't involved in any corruption or anything. It's basically a Jewish mafia who probably aren't even Jewish, just parading around using this as a weapon. And at the end of the day, they're just globalists who are into eugenics like all these other elite groups. And once you realize that, it depoliticizes it, and you can see clearly what's happening. Bob Chapman, your comments on what I just said.
And it de-religiousizes it, if there's such a word. And that's very important. In Israel, and we have many people who are Jewish subscribers, there's a distinction, and there always has been, between the people who came from Europe and Eastern Europe, generally called the Ashkenazi, and the Sephardic Jews who are, we'll call them Mediterranean Jews, who are darker in complexion, and they're different, and they, in some parts, believe in Judaism in a different way, a slightly different way.
And they've done the DNA test. They've done the DNA test. They have a lot more of the original, you know, Hebrew blood.
They probably have 98% more.
Yeah.
And then there was an Operation Moses that went on during the early 1980s, and they took the Falasha Jews from Ethiopia, and they brought them to Israel, and they treated terribly. And so there is a social pecking order there. And you find that in most countries.
Yeah.
In Latin America, where I spent a lot of time in recent years, people who are lighter skinned and have hazel or blue eyes tend to like to marry with people who look the same, generally speaking. And so there is this difference in people and what they are and what they want to continue to be. And it is racism, there's no question.
And the point is, this is a human condition, and there's another level to it. That's why the federal government, and Castine admits this, funds all this infighting with each other, because, you know, if people think it's the Catholics that run it, or it's the Jews, or it's the Masons, no, it's corrupt people at the top of all these organizations that have just become basically mafias, and they're feeding on the groups under them who think that they're there to protect them.
Well, there's a good example is the Balkanization of Eastern Europe, which started in the 1500s. And the reason that the British and others, Germans as well, would Balkanize countries, in other words, they'd take an area and where there were three different tribal groups, and they were very different, and they would make them into a country so that they could have war on demand. And how they did that was they'd have the guys on the right attack the guys on the left and finance both sides.
Stay there. Keep breaking that down on the other side. And now they've set that up in America. They claim multiculturalism is about getting along, but it's really all about being different and hating each other. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
That's what these governments, these mafias do. Whether it's Italian mafia, Jewish mafia, WASP mafia, and believe me, that's out there, Dixie mafia. They feed on their own people and then claim they're taking care of them. Here's an example, CNN. Feds nab $7.2 billion from Madoff victims. And now we're discovering, we already knew this from Bob Chapman, all these big banks, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, you name it, involved with the Madoff scam. That's coming up and where the economy's going with Bob Chapman. Before I go any further with Bob Chapman, I want to tell you about some of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. One of them is Inner Food, Inner Health Botanicals. The website is innerfood.com. ENERfood.com. And they've got a bunch of different superfoods. Their classic Interfood's got 20 superfoods in it. They have a ton of other herbal products that really work. You've heard, of course, the Health Ranger rave about them, and that's won their best superfood award. Interfood.com. They've got NutriCafe and fused with all these key ingredients that boost the immune system and physical stamina. They've got a bunch of specials as well, so check them out at innerfood.com or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. This is what I and my office use, amazing stuff. Also, in closing, I want to tell you about Safe Castle. I'm proud to welcome this sponsor, a well-known company in the preparedness field, Safecastle LLC. You can check them out at www.prepared.pro. That's P-R-E-P. That's P-R-E-P-A-R-E-D.pro. Prepared.pro. You can also get to their store from prisonplanet.com, where you can see their ad on the right-hand side of the page. These folks have been in the readiness business for 10 years. They're fond of saying that they're in the business of selling steel-plated peace of mind. They sell everything you need to be more ready for all the stuff that's coming down the pike, survival gear, supplies, and even steel-plated underground shelters and safe rooms. Tell them I sent you. Again, that's prepared.pro for all your professional preparedness assistance. And then, of course, there's interfood.com and prepared.pro, those two great sponsors. If you missed the URL, again, they're linked up on infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. Okay, we've got a lot to cover and a short time to get there. Madoff. Last weekend, as you know, his son hangs himself with a dog collar, if you believe that. Again, I got a bridge on Pluto I'm happy to sell you, but I want to get Bob's take on it. I don't want to prejudice his view. I want to get his real view, but that looks very suspicious. This looks like a message is being sent. Suddenly, oh, that $100 billion or so, we're actually finding a lot of it now. You know, big mega banks, and Bob Chapman has been dead on this first telling us about Madoff years before it came down. The SEC knew all about it for 11 years, protected him. What's going on with the Madoff son dying and now this money being discovered? Are some people sending messages?
I think they are. And I quite frankly, I don't know whether his son was murdered or not. Certainly, the circumstances were very strange. I think the medical examiner in New York could tell us more if they would, but you never know when you're going to get the true story. It's like when Nelson Rockefeller died, he had a heart attack when in fact he didn't, because it was a gold badge detective who was at the scene of the crime, the death, and he had been using what they call poppers, and it killed him. These are things this is a chemical that causes an upward rush in your blood system. And people like to use those when they're doing things, which I won't get into. But anyway, we'll never know, I don't think. But it could go either way. I just don't know at this point. I've got a guy in New York who's really good. And he's reserving judgment on perhaps no more later. And he's been very careful lately because I print what he tells me in the publication. And I think he's afraid someone might catch on to who he is. But the discovery of the money is very, very important. And this, by naming this Ponzi scheme, under the law, not only can they go back and get money from people who received a profit or received monies when nobody else did or very few did. And that is being applied to other cases now. And I came across one here just recently where letters are being sent by the receivers in the bankruptcy of this other Ponzi scheme. You know, you invested $100,000, you got $103,000 back. You have to give us the $3,000 back because that has to go to the people who didn't get out like you did. You were lucky they weren't, that sort of thing. And so that's going to be applied to future Ponzi schemes. I noticed today, too, Overstock, which has been chasing the naked shorts for years. Now, finally, I think they're going to file a RICO action against Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase for naked shorting of their stock and trying to destroy their company. So there's a lot of things going on there. Yes, this Madoff, but how about what the FBI is doing? They're going to subpoena 2,000 people. I mean, it's incredible, the crime that goes on. And, of course, I was on Wall Street for 28 years, and but I didn't see anything like this. I mean, these people are brazen. They just don't care anymore.
Let's go over this Reuters article, Madoff Insider, estate giving back $7.2 billion. The estate of Madoff Insider, Jeffrey Picower, agreed to give back $7.2 billion to settle civil claims on Friday, significantly boosting the amount available to repay thousands of investors swindled in the Epic fraud. So the sun dies, and now we start seeing big movement. Continuing with the economy in a moment, but what do you think of the El Paso Times reporting Mexican drone crashes in the backyard of El Paso home? We've seen all the video of Mexican helicopters flying deep inside the U.S. We know the Mexican military is dealing a lot of the drugs, committing assassinations on both sides. And can you imagine what would happen if a U.S. drone crashed on their side?
Well, I got to tell you something, Alex. I don't think much would happen because all the drones come from the United States, and they must give them to Mexico. And now we know that they have given them to Mexico.
Yeah.
And now we know that one went astray. So we know that for sure. Hopefully they are trying to catch the narcotraficantes who are doing all this bad stuff. And perhaps the people who are smuggling illegal aliens into the United States, as well as drugs. That land route is wide open, and you live in Texas, I don't have to tell you. And if Americans weren't using those drugs, there wouldn't be any market for them. And that's what the foreigners contend. And I think they got a good point. Let's stop using drugs, American, and we won't have to worry about all this.
Let's continue.
Years the Mexicans have looked the other way. $30 billion a year going into the economy. That's a lot of money. It's number two after the petrochemical industry. And then the money's going back from legal and illegal aliens to Mexico is about $22, $23 billion a year. And then you have the tourists. That's about $17 billion a year. So you can get an overview of why that's important to the Mexican economy.
Bob, I want to look at the TSA and the whole police state grid before we get back into the economy. We published an article yesterday because a caller pointed it out that the unions all over the country, no law, Homeland Security is just ordering them to enroll the millions of union people in a biometric card, drug testing for steel workers, school workers, trash men, you name it. And now Watson has discovered that Fox News 23 is reporting, but we have a detailed article on it. FBI agents train garbage collectors to report suspicious activity or suspicions. And it says nationwide Waste Watch spy program, another alarming reminder of society in terminal decay. Former FBI agents are helping local authorities train thousands of garbage collectors across the country as a nationwide internal spy force to report suspicious activity to police. Yet another example of how America is turning into East German Stasi informant society as the country decays from within. But then meanwhile, the hijackers are training at U.S. bases. Amar al-Awlaki, the head of al-Qaeda, is hanging out at the Pentagon. I called the FBI last week, the Threat Fusion Center number, the FBI was running it, and they didn't want to hear about it. Continuing, so I'm reporting real, you know, real stuff. Local news reports out of Albany concerning the new Waste Watch program. Again, guilty until proven innocent. Garbage collectors are trained by former FBI agents to look for suspicious activity. And, of course, that'll be just digging through all your stuff, stealing data, everything. We're replete with nodding drones expressing how delighted they were that they were being spied on by their fellow Americans. Your local trash man will help prevent crime. Now they admit they have the cable guys in your house spying on you. And of course, it's always for terror first. But then a week later, are they spanking their kids? Do you smell marijuana? Do you see firearms? They've got the real estate agents now. All the time people get police called on them for reloading equipment in their garage because that looks suspicious. I mean, this is getting insane. This article just came out at prisonplanet.com, folks. Get it to Drudge. Get it to everybody. This is big. FBI agents train garbage collectors to report suspicious activity. Bob Chapman, your take on this and the TSA, Homeland Security, telescreens going in now 9,000 stores, not just 800 Walmarts. It's like a nightmare.
It was all laid out by the people who used to run East Germany. And when the wall came down, they recruited them, paid them quite a bit of money, and including Marcus Wolf, who was a monster. And none of them were ever prosecuted for anything. I mean, with all the things that they did, the murders and the tortures and everything. they showed them in Washington how you would do what they're doing right now, this spy network. And when the wall came down as well, there were hundreds of thousands of people living in what was previously Western Germany who had been spying in behalf of Eastern Germany, never mind the hundreds of thousands in Eastern Germany who were spying on each other. In fact, the Western German government, which is the government we have today, ordered the records destroyed.
Yeah, the Western government went along with it. But Bob, this is now, they're going to anybody who's under city or county control or private unions and saying, it is your job to not just dump trash in, but spy on it. And the cable guys have been recruited. I mean, this is outrageous. And meanwhile, we know who's committing the crime. We know CIA aircraft crash all the time full of drugs. I mean, I'm sick of it. I want to walk up to every cop out there and every bureaucrat and go, I know you work for drug dealing scum. It came out in the WikiLeaks this week in the Houston news that DynCorp was running kidnapped little boys. And nobody gets in trouble, but they'll freak out over marijuana. I'm sick of it. Go ahead.
Well, DynCorp has been nabbed in a giant prostitution ring in Serbia after the war, which is 10 or 12 years ago. And the guys that took over in Kvaso, the Muslims, they're running the drugs from Afghanistan into Europe.
Oh, now it's come out that the KLA, thousands and thousands of men, women, children, they just grabbed the Serbs and cut their organs out. And I guess that's what our allies did.
That's right. And of all places, most of them were shipped to Israel because they offer the highest price. But the point is, why are they doing what they're doing in America? And they're setting up the same kind of system as they had in Soviet Russia and all of the satellites. And particularly Eastern Germany, which is probably the most effective counterintelligence operation and intelligence operation in that Soviet family, so to speak. And so that's what we got today. And I've written about it before. I saw it coming. Others did too, but not many. But that's always the way. And they're going to try to create an atmosphere like they did with the Hitlerjunga. In Germany, spy on your parents. I mean, it's incredible, and this is what it's coming to.
Oh, no. I've got videos in Austin News where they said $200, the biggest bonus for turning in mommy and daddy, and the parents are like, oh, I love putting my child in the public school where they're taught to spy on me. I mean, it's just, like you said, naked, brazen, blatant. It's just so supercharged, in your face, leering, and we know they're staging the terror attacks. These people are maniacs. Now the dollar devaluation is accelerating. What's your take on the Chinese and Russians making good on their two-week-old announcement to only do trade with each other in the Chinese currency? Do you agree with a lot of analysts that this year is probably the year that the dollar is already dying as the world reserve currency, but by the end of this next year coming up, it's going to be basically official?
Well, we predicted that, and I think there's a good chance of that. And I think that there's going to be strength in the dollar going into the first quarter. And the reason why is the debt refunding in the first quarter that has to happen in Europe. And that would tend to make the euro and other European currencies. And don't forget, there's only 16 members in the euro. And there's 27 countries in the European Union, so there's other currencies as well. And they're going to be under pressure because the euro is, and the others by proxy, so to speak, or by contagion, probably a better word. And that's going to put pressure on the euro again during the first quarter until that giant part of a very large yearly refinancing is done. And the U.S. is facing the same thing, but it's laid out more over the year rather than the first quarter. So I think you can't wait. The dollar should not become a lot lower until late in the first quarter going into the second quarter.
Now, you've talked about inflation starting to accelerate. Now we see interest rates going up for the general public for housing and loans. But even though the supposed rate is still the same, we see oil going up to $92 today. What's your view on that?
Well, I think oil is being deliberately manipulated upward, and it's not hard for the people who produce oil to do that. They're all countries, with the exception of, maybe 20 or 30 non-countries that produce large amounts of oil. And so it's very easy to manipulate. And the long side on the market is very, very strong. And so where are they going to stop with oil? I don't know. And I think that people who produce oil believe that they should be receiving more for their oil because of the diminution of the value of the dollar. And they're right. They do deserve a higher price than they were getting. I think a bottom on oil is, at least in the format that we're in now, is probably $60, $65 a barrel. Yes, we're approaching 100. It'll probably go there because they want it there.
All right, stay there. We got to go to break. I got more financial questions for Bob. Stay with us.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Coming up next week, I just want to wish everybody a healthy and happy Christmas and holiday season. I want to thank all of our listeners, our AM&FM affiliates, our sponsors, everybody. The GCN Radio Network, they got a lot of important news up at GCNLive.com. In fact, we've got that article, FBI agents train garbage collectors to report suspicious activity, Governor Ventura probes Pentagon attack, unreleased 911 video, and missing trillions. That's at GCNlive.com. The Great Crumbling to Begin, that's at GCNlive.com. Austin joins rebellion against naked body scanners, that's at GCNlive.com. There's a lot of other big breaking news and information, of course, as well, up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Another great place to visit is TheInternationalForecaster.com. If you want to call and get a free, the latest introductory hard copy, either emailed or mailed to you, you can call Midas. They'll send one out to you for free. That's a great value and just really piercing information and research. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Midas Resources, the parent company that supports Genesis, also has great deals on gold and silver. A lot of other places are sold out, or they've got huge premiums. I'm telling you, great deals at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. Their regular prices are wonderful, very competitive, but when you tell them, I want to hear a list of radio specials from Alex Jones, that's the smoking deals that are 5 to 10 points on average lower than what their main prices are. 800-686-2237 to find out about the lost leaders and the best deals. And don't wait to get into gold and silver. Briefly, Bob Chapman, what's your view on gold and silver? What have they been up to lately trying to suppress it unsuccessfully?
Well, the February contract right now is up $6.50, and the March contract's up 44 cents, and they're going to be trading for another couple of hours. And it looks like we may be ending this mini correction. And all you people out there got to realize that gold and silver have always been a volatile market. And now they're even more volatile than ever because you have more people getting involved, not particularly from the United States, but particularly from Europe and Asia, that haven't been big buyers in the last 30 years or big buyers ever. And so there's a lot of volatility. You got the U.S. government, other central banks in the market manipulating it. It's something you got to put up with. And you don't look at it every day. You don't trade it. You go long and you stay long. And don't think about it. If you want to make changes from time to time in either your coins or your bullion or your stock for some reason, you do so. But for all intents and purposes, you buy and you hold it. And you don't worry about gold going from 1400 to 1375 or whatever it is. Or silver going from
if you look at the yearly graph versus the 10-year, it's just going straight up.
That's right. It's been going there for 10 years. 19.6% appreciation compounded in gold bullion over the last 10 years. It does not get any better than that. And this is only the end of phase one, the beginning of phase two. There'll be three or four phases in this. Ron Paul and I have both talked about $6,000 gold price for backing, new backing on a dollar. It's very, very possible. Others are predicting 4,000, some more. We won't know until we get there, but it's going to be up in that realm, so to speak. And so you're going to see silver trading at $100 or $200 an ounce. I don't know. All I know is it's going higher.
All I know is they're devaluing currencies worldwide, not just the dollar. And so you're going to see oil go up, all of it. Now, if you want to call Midas Resources, tell them it's the radio special. Get the lowest prices, 800-686-2237. Or if you want a free copy of the International Forecaster, 800-686-2237. They've got some other deals on the full year subscription of the Forecaster when you get a Frank. Bob, God bless you. God bless you all. Great job, crew. Ventura.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.